Il Signore mi ha detto: tu sei mio figlio, io oggi ti ho generato.
The Lord said to me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. With these words of the second psalm, Pope Benedict began his first vigil mass of Christmas, Midnight Saturday, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, Redeemer, in a stable in Bethlehem. Forty-six countries worldwide beamed the ceremony into the homes of the faithful, while over 30,000 pilgrims packed St. Peter's Basilica and Square, many braving icy temperatures to follow the Mass on giant screens which lit up the night sky above Bernini's colonnade. Shortly after midnight, Pope Benedict processed up the central aisle of the Basilica in golden vestments, pausing to bless the congregation. Before him, children in native costume from Asia, Europe, Africa, and Latin America brought flowers up to the altar of the chair, placing them near a statue of the Christ Child as the Sistine Choir sang Christmas hymns. This Christmas Eve, children, the sanctity of life and the light of God's love were at the center of Pope Benedict's homily.
Dio è così grande che può farsi piccolo.
God is so powerful that he can make himself vulnerable and come to us as a defenseless child so that we can love him. The Holy Father continued, on every child shines something of the splendor of that today long ago in Bethlehem and to which we must yield. It shines on every child, even on those still unborn.
La parola luce pervade tutta la liturgia di questa santa messa.
The word light pervaded the entire liturgy of the Vigil Mass. Light is a source of life, said the Holy Father. But first, light means knowledge. It means truth, as contrasted with the darkness of falsehood and ignorance. Light gives us life, he said. It shows us the way. But light as a source of heat also means love. Where there is love, light shines forth in that world. Where there is hatred, the world remains in darkness.
Nella stalla di Betlemme è apparsa la grande luce che il mondo attende.
The light of Bethlehem has never been extinguished, said Pope Benedict, pointing out how relevant the miracle of Bethlehem still is in today's world. Wherever people put their faith in the Christ Child, he said, charity also sprang up, charity towards others. Through the centuries, saints from Paul and Augustine to Francis and Dominic, from Francis Xavier and Teresa of Avila to Mother Teresa of Calcutta, we see this flood of goodness, this path of light. In that child, God countered the violence of this world, he said, with his own goodness. He is calling us to follow that child.
Contro la violenza di questo mondo, Dio oppone in quel bambino la sua bontà.
The Holy Father then turned his attention to the Christmas symbols. The Christmas tree and the nativity scene, both central to our celebration of Christ's birth. He spoke of the 30-metre pine tree that crowns St. Peter's Square, donated this year by the people of Austria, and flanking a life-size nativity scene.
Insieme con albero di Natale, I nostri amici austriaci ci hanno portato...
Our Austrian friends, he said, have also brought us a small flame lit in Bethlehem.
Che avevano acceso a Betlemme.
As if to say that the true mystery of Christmas is the inner brightness radiating from this child. Pope Benedict ended his homily looking toward Bethlehem. Let us pray in a special way for the birthplace of Christ and for the men and women who live and suffer there. Looking out across the congregation and to all those millions watching via television and radio, the Pope appealed, pray for peace in the Holy Land. God searches for people who can be vessels and heralds of peace. Let us pray that He will not find our hearts closed. Let us strive to be active heralds of peace in the world of today.
Perché diventiamo operatori di pace e contribuiamo così alla pace nel mondo.